Welcome to Inspiring Wholeness, presented by Advent Health, in partnership with the Orlando Business Journal, featuring people who make Central Florida a better place to work, live, and play. In our opening download, Advent Health Florida President and CEO Randy Hafner teams up with Orlando Magic CEO Alex Martins to talk hoops and health, what two decades of partnership means to Advent Health and the Orlando Magic.
Well, good to see both of you guys in studio. Randy, I know you've been a Magic fan going back to 1989. So talk about the energy in the crowd. You were at that very first game. What's it been like to see this team evolve over the years?
So I moved to Orlando in 1989, the summer of, literally 3 months before the very first Magic game. And I was so excited because I am an NBA fan from about since I was old enough to hold my own sippy cup. And so love the NBA to be able to come to a city that was introducing an expansion team in 1989. The city was abuzz. Somehow, even though I was an administrative resident with Advent Health back in the day, I scored a ticket to that very first game, and I still have that in the Lucite in my home office. And so it is something that I have grown up with the Orlando Magic. My career has traced along with our partnership with the Orlando Magic, but it was fun to come to this city, you know, and just be part of the energy of something new being introduced into the city. And the city warmly embraced from 1989 to this very day the coming of the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, I remember the O-Arena. You know, you had Shaq and Penny and Dwight Howard came along, and now you've got a new generation here. You've got Paolo Banchero, Rookie of the Year. I mean, this is a big deal. Could you have imagined how much success the Magic would have in such a short amount of time here?
Who knew that the Orlando Magic would be such good friends with those ping pong balls? But I'll tell you what, I have been the type that has sat there and watched the draft. I have watched the lottery picks. And when those balls come up and the Orlando Magic knew that they were going to get Shaq. And then I was actually in the arena when they had the what we thought was going to be Chris Webber, but ended up being Penny Hardaway and Pat Williams coming with a stand-up cutout of Penny Hardaway, and we all cheered, some not so much right away, but we got there. But it's just been fun to see the Orlando Magic do so well. And there's always, in any organization, there's highs and lows, but overall the trajectory has been great. I am so excited about the team we have now. I mean, you mentioned Paolo. I had a chance to meet him. What a great, upstanding guy, in addition to being a very good player and rightfully crowned the Rookie of the Year. So it's been fun to see the different iterations, if you will. At that first game, we had people like Reggie Theus and Sid Green and Terry Catledge and our rookie then, Nick Anderson, who continues to be part of the Magic family. It's just been fun to watch all of the different characters and talent come through the city.
Well, it's such a great organization, too. Alex, you've been here for so long. I mean, you've been with this organization. It's like family. Talk about what it's been like over the last, 25, 30 years to see this organization grow.
Well, it's interesting because Randy and my journey is very similar. Yeah. I mean, when I came here in April of 1989, at that time as the PR director of the Magic, and have grown through the organization and left for a period of time, but celebrating 30 years with the organization now. And it has been a great journey. As Randy alluded to, there are ebbs and flows to the professional sports business. You know, you get a great team and you take that run for a while and then you have to retool and get back there again. Mm-hmm. We've been fortunate in that we've had a lot of lottery luck, as Randy alluded to. The ping pong balls have gone our way, and hopefully they'll go our way again this year. We've been through those periods of time where we've been to the NBA Finals twice now, and working our way back to get back there again. And it's great to see, you know, this organization evolve. Purchased by a number of local investors, you know, at the very beginning when the expansion franchise came to be, and then the DeVos family purchased the team shortly thereafter in 1991, and they've owned the team since. It's been a great journey. It's been a great journey with our partners at Advent Health, who have been with us, you know, since the very beginning. and they've been great partners for us, and we've enjoyed a great relationship, and to watch both of our organizations grow tremendously over that period of time.
I want to talk about that, but I've got to ask you, 30 years with one professional sports organization, I mean, that just doesn't happen. What is it that's so unique about the Magic compared to other sports and other leagues?
Well, I think it starts first and foremost with our ownership. You know, the DeVos family is just tremendous owners. And it's not just me. I mean, we've got an incredible amount of tenure in our organization.
Yeah.
I believe it's now over a dozen people with more than 25 years, over 30 people with more than 20 years with the organization. So, but that's a testament to the ownership. And, you know, they've been great owners. They've invested in the team significantly over the years, both, you know, from a player personnel standpoint, but also in things like technology and the new Amway Center, and most recently in the Advent Health Training Center. Investing in the organization so that we can continue to improve over those years. But it really all starts with ownership.
I ask that because there are sponsorships and then there are relationships, right? And Advent Health and the Magic have had a relationship going back, you know, 20 plus years. I want to ask both of you, start with you, Alex, what's this relationship mean to you? Because it's more than just a naming rights deal. It's more than that. This is a very deep relationship, right?
Oh, it's a very deep relationship that's longstanding and, you know, as I said, has helped us grow our organizations significantly over the period of time of our partnership. But it really starts with health and wellness, right? I mean, that was the beginning of the relationship, finding a partner who is really going to be able to help us in keeping our players healthy and well. And we identified Advent Health immediately, you know, at that time. And then the partnership grew from there. The marketing elements of it grow from there. But it really all started with health and wellness. And we knew that Advent Health was the perfect partner for us to partner with to ensure that our players were staying healthy and well on the court and off the court.
Well, there are so many similarities too, Randy, between the Magic, a family organization, the relationship piece, and Advent Health, right?
Yeah, and let's be clear, for partnerships to succeed, especially ones to succeed over this long of a time period, there has to be a shared system of values and how you treat people, how you treat your community, what's important to you. And when you look at the Orlando Magic and specifically the DeVos family, there are those commitments in terms of doing the right thing the right way. And so those values are things that we hold together. It has demonstrated itself in a lot of different ways. So this idea that we're here for the health and wellness of the athletes. And over the years, as Alex referenced, that has expanded to where we are looking at the health and wellness of our communities. So just recently, within the last month and a half, we've rolled out another basketball court for the city of Sanford for the purposes of having a new refurbished basketball court. Simply because it is a shared value that we want to invest in our children, we want to invest in our communities, we want to invest in health and wellness. That only happens when you share values in terms of how you're going to spend your time, your money, your energy. And so that is what's kept this partnership together, are those shared values.
Yeah. Alex, talk about the impact here. And, you know, Randy just touched on this, but this is beyond basketball. It's beyond winning championships. It's beyond the health piece. It's about community, right?
Without a doubt. And, you know, the most recent expansion of our partnership is a testament to that in the Advent Health Training Facility. It's not just a facility for our players and our basketball operation. Advent Health obviously has some public-facing services right there in one of the most underserved communities in our region, in Paramore. And it was an effort that we collectively determined that that was the spot that we wanted to put the training center in.
Yeah.
As we continue to grow that underserved portion of our community, and to have Advent Health there serving the health and wellness of that community with their outpatient services in the same building in which they're servicing our professional athletes is incredible for that community. And again, it just talks to what Randy was speaking about, our shared values and our desire to continue to help our community, to prop it up, and particularly to focus on those that are most underserved.
Yeah, it's a very unique situation here that you brought to that community. And Randy, I know it's, for lack of a better word, it's really cool, right? Where, you know, you've got the Magic there, you can also get care there. Tell us more about the training center, because it's, you know, not only open to the Magic and their players, but the public can come in there. I haven't seen anything like this elsewhere in the country.
I think that it is hard to find a word to describe the Advent Health Training Center because it is cool and more from the standpoint of what the Magic have put in, the thought process they went through in terms of making sure that they created a community for their athletes. But really, we've also created a community for those that live in and around Paramore to be able to seek care. And so we offer a lot of different services within our portion of the building, which is associated with Primary Care Plus, which is really a great model, especially for those of us that work and try to fit in the doctor's offices either after hours, before office hours, or even on the weekends. And that is certainly available through our Primary Care Plus model. We have sports medicine and rehab, physical therapy, as well as we have full diagnostic capabilities. One of the new technologies that is available only at the Advent Health Training Center is a CT scanner that you actually stand. I think most of us are used to laying on a table and being shepherded into the donut hole, if you will. But this, you're actually standing, which gives our radiologist, as well as our orthopedic surgeons, the ability to see more functional views of hairline fractures when you are weight-bearing as opposed to just simply getting an image. So new technology, access to those specialists and subspecialists for your care. And that's available to the community and to the public.
There are so many parallels between sports and business. So I have two big-time leaders here with me, right? So I got to ask you, you know, you talk about the Magic and the ping pong balls and putting a team together and chemistry, but you do the same thing. I work with your team. You've got a great team, right? Talk about putting that team together because it's a national, it's an international effort, and it's important. You've got to have that chemistry at Advent Health too.
Absolutely. Just like the Orlando Magic, the same is true with Advent Health, that talent matters. Talent matters. And so getting people that have the same view in terms of how we serve our communities, how we strive for excellence is very important. Probably one of the examples that I would use is how we go after our team as well as our physicians relative to the talent that are brought to bear. An example that is near and dear to the Advent Health Training Center as well as to the Orlando Magic is the new team physician that has just been introduced into this relationship by the name of Dr. Luke O. He is with Rothman Orthopedics, who is our partner within the orthopedic space within this market, and he was recruited from the Harvard Medical School. So again, top talent, well-trained. But you want to talk about just a nice guy that shares the values of the Orlando Magic, of Rothman Orthopedics, and of Advent Health. And so he comes to us with a bit of experience, having worked with the New England Patriots, the Boston Red Sox, and the Boston Bruins. So he comes with a few rings on his fingers. He's made it clear he has a few extra digits to start to house those new rings that will come from being part of the Orlando Magic team and what he brings to bear for that team.
It's interesting too, Alex, because I mean, we talk about chemistry on the court. You have the same thing, you know, back of the house. You've got to put together a team like Dr. O. So you add a free agent in orthopedics to your roster, right? I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a big deal. And Dr. O has been a great addition to the team. And he's immediately fit in. Again, going back to Randy's point about shared values, he's got those same shared values as every one of the partners in this relationship. He's immediately connected with our players. Our players have confidence in his ability to treat them and to, you know, analyze any potential injuries that they do have. So Luke has been a great addition to the team. It's great that he and his team are right there in our Advent Health Training Center as well. You know, so if someone were to get hurt, you know, in practice, or if someone were to get hurt in a game, you know, we have all of those diagnostics that Randy was speaking to right across the street from the Amway Center, and we can immediately get an MRI or a CAT scan or whatever is necessary. But Luke's been a great addition. Obviously, his experience in having worked with professional sports teams was something that was very attractive to us as we participated in the interview process with our partners at Rothman and Advent Health. He's been a great addition. The players really enjoy him. But to your point, having all of those components and pieces off the court are just as important to us to be successful.
Yeah.
You know, our sports performance team and even our business team, you know, all of those pieces have to fit correctly in order to create a championship organization. And Dr. O has been a great addition to that team.
so many similarities between the two of you on your career paths of growing up in these organizations, these families, because really, I mean, the Magic particularly, very much a family organization. And I mean, I remember doing PR with you 25, 30 years ago. We date ourselves here, right. But how critical was that experience and that expertise in helping to build a team and being able to see the organization from all aspects, not just from the C-suite?
Well, I was fortunate enough to grow up in the organization. As you say, I started on the PR side and grew up through marketing and broadcasting. And by the way, left for a number of years, which for my experience to sit in the seat that I sit in today, to see how a different organization is run, mm-hmm. both the good and the bad, you know, being able to bring different ideas and maybe change the way that we were doing things that perhaps weren't going in the right direction, all, you know, helped the foundation for me to sit in the seat that I sit in today. Fortunately, a lot of the same people that were with me back in the early 90s are still with the organization, yeah. and they've grown up with the organization. And to have that consistency of ownership, again, is incredibly important.
Yeah.
Because as we know, ownerships change hand in professional sports quite a bit. The DeVos's now have owned this franchise for over 30 years. And that consistency of ownership allows us as operators to understand what their expectations are. Also to work within the same framework that we've worked in. But also, you know, giving us the ability to innovate. And that's what's great about our partnership with Advent Health as well. We both have a strong, strong focus on innovation. And that has helped us to grow as an organization and to be a leader in the NBA, both on the business and the basketball side of our businesses.
And I ask you that because I wanted to set up this question to kind of zoom in on this a bit. What is it, you know, when you define health, right? There's a lot of ways to define health, but the health of your organization, what's one of the key traits you see in people that helps you define, hey, this person is going to be a healthy relationship. It's going to help us build our organization. What do you hone in on?
Well, there's a number of things. I think it really starts with the person's character. And in particular, you know, finding individuals who, you know, have a very positive approach to life and a positive approach to their workspace and understanding that anything's possible.
Yeah.
Not being set in their ways, not wanting to do things the way that they've always done them. And that's what's been successful for us as an organization because we've identified those kind of people. They come into that atmosphere with like-minded people with that kind of healthy attitude approach to the workspace. And they feed off of each other. There's an incredible energy, you know, an incredible desire, again, to innovate, to lead the way in the NBA, whether it's through areas like analytics or areas like the sports performance of our team and you know the people who take care of our players. So bringing in those kind of very positive, like-minded people, a healthy mind, I guess is the way that I would characterize it, it has really been successful for us.
Same question to you, Randy. I mean, you've got a huge team. Right? I mean, you've got a lot of people. What is it in your organization you're looking for at every level that helps to breed that success?
Yeah, and I love Alex's answer around character, and I absolutely resonate with that. I would add as well a shared vision. In terms of this is more than just simply showing up and collecting a paycheck. At Advent Health, we extend the healing ministry of Christ, and that is something that binds us together as a shared vision. But we also have this view that we want our community to feel whole. And you will see that in our advertising. And so the shared vision of what holds you together, that we are trying to accomplish something much bigger than ourselves. We're wanting to have our community feel whole. And as a result of Advent Health being part of the community, that we're nurturing people from the standpoint of their mind and their body and their spirit and bringing that together in terms of our approach to healthcare. And so, Brian, if I could, I would like to ask Alex a question because we do come forward in the community and say, we want you to feel whole. Share with us in terms of what makes you feel whole, Alex.
Well, first and foremost, what makes me feel whole is my family. That's the number one thing that makes me feel whole in my life. My wife and my two daughters, that's what I live for. And that's what I work for, and the times that we spend together are incredibly important to us. But, you know, what makes me feel whole really comes in really the three F's, family, friends, and faith, okay? And the friends piece for me is all about relationships. And that's really what ties back to our business at the Magic and developing those relationships both internally and externally. Like Advent Health, many of our partners have been with us the entire 30 years of our existence. Yeah. Again, you know that that doesn't happen much in professional sports. You know, if it's a soft drink provider, you know, it's like hopping to the next check. Well, that's not the approach that we've taken, whether it be with Advent Health or with our partners at Pepsi. It all has been about relationships, and that's where the friends piece comes in. And obviously, my faith keeps me whole as well. So I really boil it down to the three F's, Randy.
I love that.
Family, friends, and faith.
I love that.
Well, it's great having the two of you here together. I think we could continue this for another hour, but you're both very busy running your organization, so I want to thank you both for joining us. Great conversation.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Advent Health has provided whole person care for 115 years. Today, our services, including cancer, cardiac, neurosurgery, orthopedics, and a dedicated women's and children's hospital, are rated among the nation's best. Learn more at feelhealthyfeelwhole.com. And be sure to subscribe to Inspiring Wholeness on your favorite podcast platform. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for any professional advice or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. The views expressed by our guests are their own. Their participation in this podcast does not imply an endorsement by them or any entity they represent.